listener production.
Tonight, the Australian people have voted for change.
Our new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese there. Good morning, I'm David Dolan with your news briefing. Well, the polls got it right this time. Labor has won the election, although it's still unclear whether it will govern with a majority or with the support of crossbenchers. Either way, the future PM is promising change.
We'll work every day to bring Australians together, and I will lead a government worthy of the people of Australia.
It's a tough pill to swallow for Scott Morrison, who says he takes full responsibility for the loss.
It's a difficult night for Liberals and Nationals around the country, as nights like this always are. They are humbling, but so is victory. Victory is also humbling and always should be.
Morrison will now step down as leader, Peter Dutton likely to lead the Liberal Party in opposition. As for how we got here, well, the coalition suffered major losses to the so-called teal independents in McKellar, North Sydney, Wentworth, Goldstein, and likely Josh Frydenberg's seat of Kooyong. It's also lost Ryan to the Greens. Labor picked up the Liberal seats of Reid, Robertson, Higgins, Chisholm, Boothby, and three, possibly four seats in Perth. Although the ALP appears to have lost the Western Sydney seat of Fowler and is struggling in Griffith in Queensland. What happens next? Well, counting resumes this morning, including postal votes. An Albo will be sworn in tomorrow and handed the keys to the lodge. The Panthers are now two games clear on top of the ladder after smashing the Roosters 32-12 at the SCG. Jerome Luai bagging a double for Penrith. Coach Ivan Cleary calling it a high-quality win.
I thought it was a really strong, committed professional performance, yeah.
Roosters prop Jared Warrior-Hargraves was sin-bin for mouthing off at the ref. Also last night, the Cowboys pumped the Storm 36-6. Richmond's powered to a 32-point win over Essendon in their dream time at the G clash, although it could be costly with Tom Lynch and Kane Lambert sitting out the final quarter through injury.
Those boys won't play next week, so we'll assess the damage and go from there.
Coach Damien Hardwick there. Max King booted six in St Kilda's 21-point win over Adelaide. And Ferrari's Charles Leclerc has qualified fastest for tonight's Spanish F1 Grand Prix. Dan Ricciardo starts ninth on the grid.
Listener.